He'll be joined by Justin Lewis for an in-depth look at the markets. And when we come back, I'll have an update on your ag news. That's when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
7 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. There are just 2 4-day weeks left on the House calendar before Congress breaks for its long August recess. The full House is set to take up defense spending, coal reuse, and consumer energy relief, but there's no mention to go to conference with the Senate on the Farm Bill or committee action on a now separate food stamp bill. National Farmers Union lobbyist Chandler Gould says the House GOP is expected to try again this week to find a way forward.
I do know that the working group with Speaker Boehner, I think they're supposed to meet again this week, and it's my understanding that Chairman Lucas has even put in a request to have a nutrition markup, but I don't think he's getting much ground with the leadership because they can't decide on exactly what they want the title to look like.
And House GOP leader Eric Cantor's Friday floor remarks that a nutrition bill must come first before a formal conference with the Senate makes such talks even more unlikely before the recess. And it's not an approach the NFU agrees with.
Let's go to conference. Let's work with the Senate nutrition title and see if we can come up with a number for the cuts so that both the House and the Senate can agree on it. And let's keep the ball moving.
Instead, House Republicans have decided to pass their farm bill and separate food stamp bill with mostly or all GOP votes, making the normally difficult farm bill process now excruciating.
I'd be very surprised if the House even gets a motion to go to conference in July. I really see the House acting more in September. I think they have a major political hot potato sitting in their lap.
Well, Gould says the longer that potato takes to bake, the more trouble there could be for the farm bill. Well, the hard times continue for many of the nation's cattle feedlots. That story from Gary Crawford.
Even though beef cattle are selling for high prices, retail beef prices are at near record highs. Not everybody in the beef business is making money. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says recently fed cattle prices have come down a little bit from what they were a few months ago. And so, for the folks who process those cattle into products,
pecker margins are currently positive. They're benefiting from both the lower cattle prices and the fact that we're looking at some grilling season impact on beef prices.
At the other end of the supply chain,
cow-calf operators have been doing fairly well in terms of the prices that they've been getting for their feeder calves.
However, in the middle, feeling the squeeze, yes,
feedlot operators are still in negative margins. They have had to pay high feed prices. They've had to pay higher prices for a diminished pool of feeder calves.
Shagham says feedlots may be able to get back in the black if the corn crop is big and if corn prices decline significantly, but they are still going to have to pay hefty prices for those feeder cattle. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
We're coming up on 10 past the hour. When Midday Oklahoma continues, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis get together and get the latest on today's markets. That and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis at KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets doing today?
Well, agriculture commodities today are all over the board. We have grain futures under pressure this morning, taking away much of the gains we had yesterday, especially in the soybeans, and are actually adding a little bit to the sell-off here. We're down more than we were up yesterday. Corn futures here are making new lows this morning and traded down to as low as about 482 and a quarter in the December contract. That beats the previous low of about $4.90. So as we make new lows, there'll be probably another round of selling. There's a round of unexpected rainfall, fell overnight in central Iowa and part of the heart of the Midwest. And so that's also helping a little bit. And then Nebraska's getting a little bit of rain, which was the driest point up to this point. Now, there's some private crop estimates for the corn in Illinois saying that it could be as good as about 183 bushels per acre versus 175 on the last estimate and 105 last year. So that's a little bit negative here for corn. Soybeans sharply lower, as we mentioned. There's talk that China may sell as much as 3 million metric tons out of their reserves, which would lower their overall import demand. And that has the basis market here in the U.S. really hurting today. They're paying about 80 cents over August at the Gulf versus 145 yesterday. So it's quite a drop off there. Wheat futures this morning, there seem to be following the corn here. Chicago wheat made new lows today in the December contract and traded as low as about 662. Kansas City wheat didn't make new lows, but it's under pressure down about 4 cents in the December at about 710. The lows there from July 5th were about 705 and a quarter, so we're real close, but not quite there yet. If you look at July 14, it's down about 10 cents today at 716 and a quarter. We also had the crop progress report yesterday. Came in at 63% good to excellent for corn. That's down 3% from the week before. Beans came in at 64% this week, down 1% from last week. And cotton improved to 44%. So we have cotton down about a penny this morning. Feeder cattle and live cattle are both higher. We have feeder cattle up 90 in reaction to the lower corn price. Live cattle are up anywhere from 20 to 50. And look at the other markets. The stock market's up about 18, and the Dow down a little bit in the S&P futures. Crude oil futures here are unchanged, although RBOB, which is the unleaded gasoline, is up about 2 cents.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will be back with all the latest market numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It is 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Let's get you updated on the futures markets here today. August live cattle up 15, 122.02. October's up 40 at 126 even. August feeder cattle up 95 at 153.87. September up 85 at 156.72. August hogs up 142, 98.55. October's up 57 at 85.85. We'll check the grains when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
Checking the grain trade, September Kansas City wheat down 3.5, 698.5. December's down 4.25, 710.5. September Chicago wheat down 7.25, 652.5. December down 7.25 at 664. September corn down 18.5, 522.25. December's down 15.25 at 482.75. August soybeans down 39.25 cents, 1481. November down 22.75 cents at 1265.75. Cotton futures today, October cotton down 70, 85.69. December down 96 at 85.23. Coming up on 18 past the hour, Ron Hayes steps in with a check on ag weather.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, we've got agricultural weather to be checking on today, and it does look like that we've got chances of precipitation really kicking into gear with some serious possibilities of some rainfall as we get toward the end of this week. A little bit cooler temperatures also in the mix right now, and that most certainly good news to hear as well after we'll be talking about, once again, upper 90s, low 100 degree readings this afternoon, and those heat indexes are well above 100 degrees, what we're anticipating before it's all said and done on this Tuesday. As far as where we're headed for the next several days, let's talk about some of our weather forecast possibilities. We'll do that in just a moment.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Mighty hot yesterday, pretty well a carbon copy of that day. Today, we'll be talking about high 90s to low 100-degree readings across our trade territory. Humidity levels are up, so that really makes that heat index go right on above into the triple-digit range. 102, 104, 105, 106 will be our heat indexes, it looks like, later on today. One thing before we get into talking a little bit about these weather systems that are coming our way between now and the end of the week, I might talk a little bit about these lake levels just briefly if we might. It does look like, obviously, some good size, good amounts of precipitation coming, of course, our way last weekend. And as we got that that rainfall in, and, of course, northeast, north central, northeastern Oklahoma got some additional rainfall in the weekend that just ended. So the last two weekends, we've gotten some decent rainfall in various parts of the state. And it's interesting to watch these lake levels right now. For example, you've got Call Lake at 102%. Great Salt Plains Lake, 89%. We've got Fort Supply Lake at 100% right now. Again, some good-sized moisture. Canton Lake continues to struggle, though, after being drained earlier this year to make way for additional water that needed to be into Lake Hefner. Lake Canton remains just at 19%. Fort Cobb at 75%. As far as Lake Hefner is concerned, way up there, 107% of being full, and 114% over full right now is Lake Thunderbird, also in the central Oklahoma area. So bottom line, our lake level's looking pretty good as we hit these latter days of July, and with some more moisture as a part of the mix, that will be very, very helpful indeed. As far as the forecast is concerned and looking at these frontal passages for the next few days, let's talk about that in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
As we mentioned earlier, hot today, 97 to about 100 to 102 degrees actual temperature, and heat index is above that. Slight chance of thunderstorms overnight, about a 20% chance of precipitation, 20% chance of precip tomorrow, mid-90s. Wednesday night, 30% chance of precip, low 70s looks like. By Thursday, 30% chance of precipitation as well, mid-90s again. Thursday night, up to 50% chance of precipitation, low to mid-70s, 88 to 90 degrees daytime highs Friday, and upper 80s, maybe 90 degrees on Saturday as well. Chances of precipitation at least through Friday. That is our agricultural weather. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Tuesday, we'll look at the 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. We'll look at the Denver Animal Traceability Forum. And we'll look at the Oklahoma Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurt are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at dairymax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
The 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show is scheduled for July 25th, 26th, and 27th and will be held in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center. The theme for this year's convention is Embracing Technology, Enhancing Production, and Evolving Policy. This 3-day family-friendly event offers a large trade show, informative speakers, committee meetings for developing policy, leadership development for junior cattlemen, and a banquet recognizing outstanding members and their accomplishments. All OCA members are welcome and encouraged to attend the committee meetings on Thursday afternoon. The Friday morning general session keynote speaker is Forrest Roberts. He's the CEO of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Producers can gain much by attending the Cattlemen's College sessions featuring 10 different presentations and speakers on Friday and Saturday. Early risers on Saturday morning can hear Brandon Baumgartner at the Inspirational Breakfast. The convention closes out with the Cattle Market Outlook presented by Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University. The OCA is encouraging pre-registration, and you can do that online at www.okcattlemen.org. The Denver Animal Traceability Forum will be held Tuesday and Wednesday, August 6th and 7th at the Renaissance Denver Hotel in Denver, Colorado. The forum features more than 25 speakers and moderators from across animal agriculture, plus several breakout sessions where participants can provide input and bring forth their concerns and questions. To register or to learn more about this seminar, you can go to www.animalagriculture.org or you can call 1-800-237-7193. The 2013 Precision Planting Summer Conference will be held August 6th through the 9th in Tremont, Illinois. Admission is free, but spaces are limited and advanced registration is required. The program will feature full-day sessions at which high-yield growers and agronomists can learn about the latest developments and technologies that lead to the best possible yields. Each day will consist of sessions that focus on field scouting, row cleaners and closing systems, downforce and population management, and in-cab technologies. For registration or more information, you can go to www.precisionplanting.com/conference or you can call 800-660-9573. Oklahoma's statewide Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference will take place August 8th and 9th at the Norman Technology Center in Oklahoma City. The focus of the 2-day conference is to assist women and producers to successfully manage risk for their agriculture enterprises or small businesses. Registration forms and additional information are available at www.okwomeninagandsmallbusiness.com.
What a great set of cattle Superior Livestock has put together for their Video Royale 21 sale the week of July 29th through the 2nd of August, live via satellite on Dish Network 231, DirecTV 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle will be sold on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or check them out on the web, SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's a look at our ag calendar on this Tuesday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider on this calendar broadcast or on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com, just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that update. And we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here on your Tuesday. Hope your day is going great. I'm Dave Lanning. We've got the latest news when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO.
Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the latest crop pasture ratings are out. Farm Director Ron Hayes has the latest.
Dave, what a difference a year makes. We've been talking about this week to week, but it's very obvious that our pasture ratings are a lot better shape this year than a year ago, at least in Oklahoma. Our neighbors over in Missouri and Arkansas and Kansas as well, not so much in Texas. A year ago, they had pasture range conditions in Texas of 40%. This year, the latest numbers out yesterday afternoon, 46% poor to very poor. Here in Oklahoma, a year ago, 52% poor to very poor. This year, 26% poor to very poor. So better, still a fourth of the state rated poor to very poor for our pasture and range conditions. A lot of that, obviously, in the western counties of our state. Green country, not nearly as bad, although they were getting a little dry before the huge rainfall that they had in those northeastern counties over the last 3 or 4 days. The folks in Arkansas, a year ago, they were at 86% poor to very poor. This year, they're 24% poor to very poor. Kansas, a year ago, 84%. Poor to very poor, 55% good poor to very poor this year. And Missouri, 96% poor to very poor, the worst spot in the country for drought conditions as far as pasture ratings were concerned a year ago. This year, they are at 11% poor to very poor. I suspect recent rains will help us stay away from getting more dramatically poor to very poor, at least in the near term, on our pasture range conditions. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the Agriculture Secretary has revealed the outcome of the latest Conservation Reserve Program General Enrollment. That report from Rod Bain.
The enrollment numbers are out for the latest USDA Conservation Reserve Program sign-up. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement Monday in Iowa.
28,000 offers were extended to USDA to sign up acres in our CRP program. Roughly 1.9 million acres of offers. We will be extending specific offers to 1.7 million acres of that number.
Prior to CRP sign up 45, almost 27 million acres were enrolled and 700,000 contracts covered under the long-time conservation program.
So we're excited about the opportunity to continue focus on highly erodible land. Obviously, throughout the year, we will also have additional acres added to this general sign-up number through our continuous programs as it's focused on specific habitat and specific wetland efforts. But exciting for CRP and continued interest in this program, notwithstanding the fact that we have pretty high commodity prices at this point.
Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Ron Hayes has his ag perspectives when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon. Midday Oklahoma continues. Our guest today, Michael Kelsey. Michael, new top hired hand of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. as we talk about their up-and-coming OCA Convention and Trade Show this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Back with Michael in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head, yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you. Talking today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Director for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, 61st Annual Convention and Trade Show of the OCA happening at the Reed Center in Midwest City. This is going to be your first ride as far as in this new role as Executive Director of the Cattlemen's Association.
It is, and I'm really excited. I began the position July 1. But I think this is a perfect time to have the convention because I'll have an opportunity to meet people, re-meet people, obviously some old friends from back in my beef council days and then growing up, but also to get involved in the policy-making process, our education process, and then just the networking that convention provides. So I'm really looking forward to a great event.
This is really what OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlewomen, and the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen. So you got really a lot of different elements kind of all kind of spinning around the show itself.
That's right. If you have an interest in the cattle industry in Oklahoma, this is the premier event. From an education standpoint, from an opportunity to network with like-minded individuals, large or small, cow-calf, stocker, feeder, doesn't matter. All of the junior cattlewomen, cattlemen, as you mentioned, this is the premier event, and that's what we're going to continue to build this as and build on that, whether it's Cattlemen's College, it's the trade show opportunities, all of those types, the policymaking committees, et cetera. We're going to build this as the event, and that's what we're pushing for, and we're hoping that cattlemen and women and junior cattlemen will roll out for us.
Now, your keynote speaker on that Friday morning of your meeting this year, a gentleman that you know well from your days over in Nebraska, Forrest Roberts, CEO of the NCBA, a good opportunity for somebody to come in and kind of hear some of his vision.
Absolutely. We've billed him in our opening general session to give us that vision of NCBA. But then we've also asked Forrest to stick around. And so he's going to stick around for Friday. And we really encourage cattlemen to have an opportunity to visit with him one-on-one. And we really want Forrest to be able to do that because from a formal presentation, it's great to get that overarching 30,000-foot view. But at the same time, as cattlemen, we like to talk to each other, and we want to talk about what's going on and how this shapes and how it affects me individually. And so we've asked Forrest to stick around, and he's going to do that for us and be around the trade show, be around the meetings and so forth. And so what a great opportunity for cattle producers to come in and have some one-on-one with the CEO of NCBA.
Forrest Roberts will be speaking this coming Friday morning at the Reed Center in Midwest City, part of the 61st Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, their convention and trade show this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
If you've got a smartphone, you need our app, Oklahoma Farm Report. Go to iTunes Store or to Google Play Store and search for Oklahoma Farm Report, and there you'll find it. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head, yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Here we are Tuesday. Time for us to check your agricultural markets, and it's a down day today when it comes to wheat and corn and soybean futures. Cotton futures also taking a licking today, about a penny a pound or so. We're down on crude oil, actually up a little bit, looks like, today on natural gas. Seemingly, maybe we're getting down to a support level on that natural gas contract, so turning things around just a little bit. However, we are down significantly on soybeans, down on corn, and down on wheat, as we mentioned. I think a lot of that may be crop progress numbers that were considered fairly good for crop development, not so good for price outlook. As far as all the prices go, we check them, starting the livestock trade after this.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
In feedlot country, nothing doing as of yet this week. I sold some cattle tail end of last week at $1.19. Meanwhile, wholesale box beef trade lower. Choice beef off $1.15, 187.83. Select beef off $1.52, 181.68. 615, the choice select spread, 116 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 9,245 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for their Monday run. Looks like yearling cattle steady to $3 lower. Steer calves were called steady on the females. Feeder heifers were called steady to $3 higher. Heifer calves steady to $3 higher as well. Looks like overall calf numbers in supply slowly beginning to increase. Last week's healthy rains across a lot of the state prompted good demand for the calves. On the 430 to 500 pound steer calves, $1.71 to $183.50. Some 5-weight cattle clearing out from $1.57 up to $185. A few 6 to 700 pound calves, $139 to $154.50.
on the yearlings. Some lightweight yearlings, 6 to 7 weights, cleared from $148 up to $1.63. 7 to 8 weight yearlings from $142.75 to $1.5250. 8 to 900 pounders, $138 to $145. And a few 900 to 1,000 pounders, $1.27 to $1.35 at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. 1,499 head at Tulsa in the Monday run. Feeder steers steady to $3 higher in a light test. Steer calves selling mostly steady, moderate to good demand. On the 4 to 5 weight steer calves, we went $1.77 to $1.89. 5 to 600 pounders, $155 to $165. 6 to 7 weights, $143 to $149. 7 to 8 weight yearlings, $1.40 up to $1.4650. And a few 8-weight cattle, $1.34 to $1.38 in Tulsa. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle futures up 10 cents, $121.97. October up 35 cents at $125.95. We're up $1.07 on the feeder cattle for August at $154 even. September, $156.95, up $1.07. August lean hogs up $1.52, $98.65. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the dietary guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, September KC, wheat down 3 cents today, $6.99. December contracts are at $7.10.5, down 4 and a quarter. September Chicago soft wheat at $6.52.25, off 7.5 cents. December off 7.25, $6.64. September corn futures, $5.22.5, that's down 18 cents now. December new crop corn, down 14.5 cents. 483.5. The September soybeans at 1333.5, down 15.25. We have November soybeans down 23 cents a bushel now at 1266 per bushel. October cotton down 129 points at 85.10 cents a pound. December new crop cotton down 106 points, 85.13 cents a pound. Crude oil off 11 cents a barrel at 106.83. Natural gas up 6 cents at 373 per million BTU. That is the way the markets are shaping up. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the dietary guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart.
Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanick, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news in today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Hardy Dave, Midday Oklahoma does continue. Now our Beef Buzz guest, Dr. Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, talking feeder cattle price outlook in just a moment.
Go Bob Pye builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go into their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
We've been talking cattle markets for a lot of years with this man, livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, joining us today. Darrell, let's talk about where we are right now and some of the various aspects of the beef pipeline. Might start, first of all, with our feeder cattle market. What's going on right now with the somewhat improving feeder cattle prices that we've been enjoying lately?
You know, we've seen feeder cattle prices strengthen, in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I think that's kind of a sign of the second half of the year going to be a little bit different than the first half of the year. Feeder cattle markets were very much on the defensive in the first half of the year. But the supply realities are, you know, we're going to see tighter prices. We're now close enough to new crop corn, and we're looking at significantly lower corn prices. I think one of the things we did in the first half of the year was sort of interrupt heifer retention. We ran out of hay and had a long, cold winter. And so that contributed to a very short-run increase in feeder supplies that will probably drop off here in the second half of the year. We may get back into some heifer retention by the end of the year, and all of those factors mean that feeder supplies will be tighter, and there's going to be support for prices for feeder cattle through the end of the year.
Darrell, after the rains of the last 10 days or so across the southern plains, states like Missouri a year ago really hit hard by pasture conditions and ratings. This year, much, much better shape. Oklahoma, much, much better shape than we were a year ago. That's got to help the psychology of these beef cow herd operators as they look toward the fall.
Well, I think in many areas we have seen some improvement in forage conditions, and that certainly is helpful. It's probably a little late for some of the summer grazing programs that we would have seen if we had not been as dry as we were earlier. But certainly from parts of the southern plains all the way up through the northern plains, we have seen some improvement. We still have some serious drought areas farther west and southwest generally. But that definitely helps, and it sets up hay production, which will be critical as we go into this next winter because, again, many producers in many parts of the country really exhausted hay supplies last year, and rebuilding those hay supplies is going to be a factor in their decisions this fall about how many cows they can take through the winter and, maybe more importantly, whether or not they can begin to retain some heifers.
Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, to remind you, the sharp difference of a year ago and these extra rains that we've had in the last few days will, of course, obviously help further stabilize pasture ratings here toward the latter part of July. A year ago, mid-July, we were at 96% poor to very poor in Missouri on pasture range ratings, 11% poor to very poor this year. Oklahoma, 52% a year ago, 26% this year. Texas, 40% a year ago, 46% this year. Kansas, 84% poor to very poor a year ago, 55% this year. What a great set of cattle Superior Livestock has put together for their Video Royale 21 sale the week of July 29th through the 2nd of August, live via satellite on Dish Network 231, DirecTV 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle will be sold on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or check them out on the web, SuperiorLivestock.com. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Midday Oklahoma, about ready to wrap up today. Another hot afternoon ahead of you folks, so be careful out there. Heat indexes are going to be very high indeed. Interesting note that we wanted to share with you during our soapbox time today, coming from our friends from the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, their weekly newsletter this last week. They say, nearly a year and a half ago, the story on lean, finely textured beef, or LFTB, or pink slime, broke. And we saw a rapid decline in demand and price of the 50% lean ground beef. Last week's average of the daily 50% lean ground price broke above the pre-LFTB levels of more than $100 per hundredweight. So we're back to where the market was before pink slime hit. The current week's average, nearly $110, compared with last year's weekly average of $47.65 and the five-year average of $74.67. Several factors that have been affecting the price and demand for 50% lean product. Cow slaughter 3% above a year ago, and cows produce much leaner ground product than is blended with the 50% ground product to the lean percentage that consumers are looking for. This recovery in the 50% could be an example of economic at a classical level at work. If a market is given enough time, it will work without outside interference. And of course, most certainly, the furor over pink slime of a little over a year ago now, truly outside interference at work. Finally, welcome to some folks from down under, a group of Australian farmers in central Oklahoma today and tomorrow. They're being hosted by folks from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Well, that is our time today. Appreciate you being along with us for the ride on Midday Oklahoma. God bless.
And that will just about wrap up this Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for our Wednesday edition. You've been listening to Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.